The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 in the morning on March the 7th. Good morning. Hey, the phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460, and you can join our chat room doing that. Just hop on there and say
hopefully
hello.
Hopefully we're online today.
Yeah, well, Bob and I are on there. Usually
okay.
There's another 12 or 13
Well,
at this
good morning,
time.
Everyone.
And that's Linda. I introduce Bob.
You go
and
ahead
I
and do
come
that.
And
you've got to be orderly
you.
Here.
I do, and it's the same way
okay.
for 2 years.
Do
you've
it.
Been changing it lately.
Do it. Well,
move
sometimes
that
I want to paint the walls
more.
Differently.
No, it's too late. You take it. Bad Bob, how are you doing?
Fine, sir.
Moving along.
And, you know, also with us here in the studio, wearing her beautiful Girls with Guns hat.
You got this for me at the gun show Saturday.
Beautiful hat for a beautiful woman.
Aw.
Linda.
I'm sorry I didn't mean to interrupt you there. It's always frustrating. Why do we let electronics frustrate us? How many people that are listening can say that they've never had electronics? Like, one more time, the dishwasher's broken. One more time, you know, just things that you
How
really...
How many times does it take to put a seal in a dishwasher? Even if the seal was fighting, but it's not. This is just a rubber seal. How many times does it take to put it in?
I mean, it's
huh,
like...
Sears?
Well, certain things that you can really rely on and certain things you can't. One of which is that you hope that you can... we do have wonderful weather people in their forecaster and the National Weather Service, and as well as, you know, watching what's going on. So here's the prediction for today. We're going to have a sunny day with temperatures around 65 and mostly clear tonight with a low of 40. The moon... Last night I could walk outside without any lights and I could see my toes. I'd let the dog out at night, of course, and it was absolutely a glowing sky, absolutely beautiful. So currently it's 42 degrees, and Bob, you ready to say something there?
Can I give a quick shout-out to a very special person? Usually one does not, you know, sing the virtues of realtors in general, but Kay Downing, my realtor, one of the most awesome people I know, even if we weren't in a business relationship, she has gone the extra mile to help Brenda and I put together this house thing that we're doing. And I tell you, she's one of the tops in her field, and she has done some great things for us, and I just wanted to express that appreciation live.
Wonderful. Now, see, there's a positive note. And I think when we do have a tendency to get frustrated, we look back on the puzzles of how it comes together to purchase a piece of property or to, you know, do something that would be otherwise really hard to do. It takes the experts, just like who we have on the line right now. If you're wondering about what's going on with your portfolio, where's the money, where's the stocks, our Wells Fargo market moment. Susan Eastman, welcome to the program this morning.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Well, stocks are on a sunny note today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 27 points at 12,787. The S&P 500 is positive 3 points at 1346. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 12 points at 2923. The three most active stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America is trading up 12 cents at $7.83. Sprint Nextel up a nickel at $2.44. General Electric positive 23 cents at 1865. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Walmart's up 53 cents at $59.49. Safeway's positive a penny at $20.90. Costco's down 2 cents, trading at $87.54. Over in the bond department, the 30-year bond yield is priced at 1.96%. And for commodities, gold is up $3.10 an ounce at $16.75. Silver's positive 13 cents at $32 an ounce. And crude oil down 23 cents at $104 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thank you so much, Susan. And Wells Fargo Advisor, who's out located out on Park Marina Drive, they give us the updates every morning, and I can't tell you how much we appreciate that at 710, 810, and 906, Monday through Friday. Okay, before we take a break, let's talk about the Shasta High Swing Spring Dance. Professional dance instruction by Kathy Babcock.
Yay, Kathy!
Yay, Kathy. You know what? Kathy Babcock is the best dance instructor in the world. Okay, let me say that again. She is the best dance instructor in the world. She could be the main choreographer for Dancing with the Stars in Hollywood. And how do I know this?
Choreographer.
How do I know this?
How do you know this?
Because Kathy taught me to dance.
At last year, you won the Judge's Choice Award. She got the bear.
She got the bear dancing. And anyway, Saturday, March 10th at 7 p.m., dance instruction, the doors open, then you have open dancing from 8 to 10. And then there's a, you know, I guess there's all types of things. Tickets are limited. It's going to be people. It's going to be dessert and live music.
And all ages.
That's
and
right.
Dance experience is welcome.
That's right. Or even if you don't go out there, give Alan a call at 524-5588. And music's by the Shasta High School Ambassador Studio Orchestra. You know what?
Where
this could be
tickets?
A good time. This is Saturday, March 10th, and you can get tickets are limited, so you get them. Just give them a call. You can tickets are available at Reading Quick Cuts and Shasta Senior Nutrition Program.
All right.
And give Alan a call at 524-5588. Hey, I'm all over this one because Kathy Babcock is my hero.
She is my hero, too.
Now, when we come back from our break, we're going to talk about, do you know how much money was spent on lobbyists last year in California? Could you? And guess who spent the most? I know you're kind of just waiting with bated breath on this. We're also going to be talking about what happened to city council here in Reading and also city of Shasta Lake. It appears that one of the council members has called for two more council members to resign. Let's have a couple of, we'll talk about that, too, when we get back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, 7:12 in the morning, March the 7th. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veteran Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC. Veterans helping veterans.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR. That's 1460 on your button. I don't know. Do you have a dial or a button? Or do you listen on the way to work? Love to hear from you. Email me sometime. Linda at KCNR 1460. How do you know about us? How often do you listen? We'd like to know. Okay. So, wanted to share with you on my show tomorrow night, On the Spot with Linda Bott, I'm going to have UPrep, the students from the UPrep show called The Curious Savage. I am confirming today, guys, 6:30 tomorrow night you're going to be on. And hopefully we're going to get Barbara Dixta, who is one of my pals from the Benton Doggy Park. And this woman is, you know, she walks the talk. When she is very, very active in the rescue of animals, the rescue of dogs. And she has founded a special thrift shop here in town and has all these. She's always telling me, I have a puppy. Oh, I've got my dogs in. You know, and she comes up with four or five dogs. And I'm just, oh, you know, sometimes we think about having Snooki get a friend, but... And how wonderful it is. We hear the greatest stories of people up at the Benton Dog Park who adopt animals, and it's amazing the shelters that these, the conditions of these dogs that are now in a wonderful life. Okay, now I'm going to throw it to you, Carl, because somebody very handsome walked in with coffee. What am I supposed to do with that?
Well, what we have is we have Patrick Jones has walked in. He's going to talk about city council.
Too
we can have
men.
We can have Gary Cadden here too. Gary was in here too, but Patrick Jones is here, and there's a lot of stuff happened at the city council, and so Patrick. Do we have Patrick turned on?
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Patrick.
Thank you.
Okay, two things happen. And, Gary's here usually after, but we got Patrick Jones rolling in here, too. Patrick, two things happened of great importance last night, I think. One, and probably the one that has the most impact on us, is these roads, because that's an ongoing problem. And the other one is term limits.
Yes.
Frankly, term limits here... There's only one time that I got a little bit perturbed about the when things were being talked about, and Francie Sullivan said, it takes people a long time to understand the ramifications of what's happening in city government. But I would think if you're there for a four-year term, that you ought to be able to pick it up like within the first year or two. And I don't think you need more than 8 years to understand what goes on in the city, do you?
Well, Francie's a good example of what I recommend not to do, and that is to run for election before going to council meetings. Now, I went to 4 years of council meetings to get myself up to speed before I was elected. Francie did not. So it takes a long time to get going, but you got to do your homework.
Did it take you 4 years? Yeah, but she was a supervisor before. I mean, it's not like Francie didn't understand things.
Well, yeah, but you stop and think about it for a second, though.
Gary Cadd's here, too.
There's a learning curve, and the learning curve can't be learned over at the Board of Supervisors.
Well, no, I understand it, and I realize you should be going to the City Council, but still, to me, it doesn't seem like, let's just use Francie. Francie, to me, is a very intelligent woman. And so, I mean, a basic intelligent person kind of pick it up in
Carl,
a year?
No, you're talking a $300 million business. You're talking 8 different unions and bargaining. You're not going to pick it up very easily. You can easily spend 4 years getting up to speed on these types of issues. And
So then you're arguing against your own position there. So you don't, the longer you're in there, the better service you're going to get.
Nope. And here's why: because you need to listen to the public, and that's our job. If you listen to the people, they have clearly stated they do not want career politicians. They do want exceptional people, and good people will run and will continue to run. But they don't want to see career politicians. And if this was out to a vote of the people, which is what I recommended, you would see overwhelmingly that the public would support this idea of term limits. They have done on a presidential level, on a Senate level, in the assembly. And only the politicians typically say that they do not like term limits.
Well, Dick Dickerson did say at the end of this, and it was Dick and Francie and Rick Bassetti who voted against term limits. And Dick said at the end of it, hey, look, if this is, put it on a ballot.
That's what it needs to do. We had the opportunity. But whether you support it or whether you not, as an elected official, why don't we give the public an opportunity to weigh in on it? Because it really isn't up to us, it's up to the people. And we had that ability to do so very, very quickly and easily here coming up in a general election. And so they denied essentially the public, at least for now, the opportunity to weigh in on that. And I guarantee it would pass overwhelmingly.
Well, yeah, and my problem with this is, again, the people of the city council, I find, are responsible, yeah, honest people, okay? Yeah. I firmly believe that. But anytime it looks like when you have those people voting on them staying in the office, I think there should be a third party, in this case the people that do
well,
that.
Well, that's the voters.
On the other hand, the voters have shown no hesitation at all about taking people off the city council.
Well, you have to look at the long term, and we already know what the public thinks on this issue. We already know very clearly how people think about term limits and career politicians. It's not a secret. They want you to go there, do a job, and then go return to the private sector. They don't want career politicians. And if you start at the local level getting people used to being in there for long terms, then it's just going to continue on further up the chain to the county, to the state.
And we got to take a break here. But to me, the system is set up to make career politicians, especially when you get to the national level. I mean, 95%, I believe, of the people running for Congress and Senate get returned. And I think you have the same. I probably your percentage is probably at the state level are the same. So see, it's set up that way. Is when we say people don't want to have career politicians, why does Wally Herger get 26 years and other people get 30 years?
Well, Carl, there's a lot of reasons for that, and it's about money, and it's about having the ability to raise those kind of financial funds. And trust me, this is my fifth campaign running. I'm in a campaign now, as you know. And money is such a big and important part, and incumbents always have a distinct advantage. And so by having term limits, it puts different people in. It gives the public a better representation, and that's what we were talking about last night. We didn't get enough support for it at council. It is up to the public now to move this
issue
forward.
It'll be interesting to see what happens with this. Yeah, I think the public should be able to weigh in on this. I understand what Dick's saying, and Francie. I mean, okay, now we got to take a break.
Got to take a break here. Casey and our 1460. We'll be right back.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The secret to having a great tattoo is combining the perfect design with the right artist. You can find both at Nathan's Anthems. Their artist can bring your old tattoo to life or create a new tattoo that you've been thinking of. Nathan's piercing crew takes you to a whole new level. They use the finest quality equipment and the best jewelry available. Every tattoo shop has a different standard of quality with regards to artistry, cleanliness, services, and safety. We invite you to come in and look at the tattoo artist portfolios and bring in your tattoo ideas. This month, Nathan's is giving away a $300 tattoo to a local veteran. That's right, one lucky veteran. All you have to do is go in and sign up at 1358 Market Street at the corner of Market and Tehama. Nathan's Anthems wants to remind you that no two tattoo shops are the same, and some are better than others, so think before you ink. That's Nathan's Anthems, 1358 Market Street for your one-of-a-kind experience. 241-8288. 241-8288. Check out some of their custom work at their studio or online at nathansanthems.com.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect. Even if you need them after hours, they still treat every customer the old-fashioned way with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, March the 7th, 7:24 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say about it? Espresso Joe's and their coffee and the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Plus, Joe and Shelly take care of this community. They support this community in 1,000 different ways. They will meet or beat any cost on products for tobacco. And, again, they offer up their community room for meetings for our community. And, again, they support our community in so many ways. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guests today in here are City Councilman Patrick Jones and City Gadabout Gary Cadd. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Okay, we've got like 5 minutes left. The, well, 5 minutes, maybe a little more. City roads.
Roads.
Why a committee?
Well, I didn't support that. It did move forward 4-1. They called it a working group, but it is a committee. And the reality is
to the end of the year,
right now. And I don't doubt.
Does that mean 9 months that they're going to kick this question around? Meanwhile, the roads are deteriorating even faster. We've got roads here that are in such poor condition. In another year, they're going to be almost unusable.
You know, the bottom line is that we don't have enough money. We're not putting enough money into road maintenance. And obviously around town, if you can take a look at the variety of different roads that we have, arterials and laterals, and you'll see certain roads getting close to what we call failing. Some roads are in better condition than others. And the city has done a good job at least identifying which roads are in need of repair, which are good, which are very good. There are some that are very good, some that are poor, and some that are very poor. And the cost, if you don't maintain those roads, will go up considerably. The bottom line is there isn't enough money. The city needs to be conserving more money out of the general fund. That's the key.
One of the reasons this has happened back in early 09, the city took roughly $2 million out of the streets and roads fund to prop up the general fund.
I remember that.
Basically went to wages, pensions, and health care is where that money went to. And at that time, I was up there at the microphone saying, we've got a problem, and it's taken until today for that problem to surface.
Well, what I don't understand is why a committee. I mean, every time there's a tough, it seems to me, not every time, Patrick, but it seems like almost every time there's a tough question that comes up, the city council puts a committee on it, and they kick it down the road for 6 months.
Well, because there's no easy answer, and that's probably the easiest thing to do, and that's why they
Not do your job?
Well, and that's why I didn't support it last night. We have to do our job. We have to make the tough decisions, and I'm not going to say that the only reason here is because we failed at labor negotiations. That's not the only reason why our roads are bad. Now, that's why I think we have to be very tough and do a good job in labor negotiations to make sure that we control our expenses, because that comes right out of the general fund, which is where our road budget comes from as well.
Okay.
Well,
there's
more than that. We're also in a global recession.
No, I understand and all this. And $2 million, you know, to most of us seems like a lot, but from what I understand, Bob was giving me a class yesterday, that $2 million for fixing roads is not a lot. But it seems like to me, I mean, you could really patch up a lot for $2 million.
Well, we could, but see, the thing with it is what was on the city report, staff report last night, is the possible funding sources include dedicated sales, that's sales tax increase, use tax, property tax, vehicle registration, utility increase, property assessment fees, modifying development standards such as the new developments, the citizens of the development would have to take care of their own roads, have to take care of your own sidewalks. And sidewalk repairs, then also floating a bond, which is going to cost more money. So all of the options that they put forward last night are options that I think the people are going to have some problems with, because it's more money coming out of our pocket.
But why a committee?
Well, again,
or a working group?
Well, again, I didn't agree with having a working group or a committee. I think it's one and the same. I think it's up to council to make tough decisions. And essentially, where we're at today, there simply isn't enough money in the budget to keep up with the ongoing maintenance that we have. So we're falling behind. We have to do our job better. And that starts several years ago. By conserving, you can't do it just all of a sudden. It takes years to get your financial house in order. And so this has been brewing for quite some time. Now, it's why I didn't support a lot of trails. People have criticized me for not supporting trails, but that money comes right out of the road budget, and the repair of those trails do. And so when you start doing a history of that over and over and over again, it starts to catch up to you. And pretty soon, you're $1 million behind, you're $2 million behind, and you're getting further behind. We have to focus in on what is truly important, and we have to work harder, and it starts now.
Okay. Hey, we're going to have to take a break. We'll have to see. I know we've got other people stacked up out there, but if you all can stay on through maybe for another couple minutes, and then we'll kick you all out, finish talking about this, and a couple other questions I have. We have people calling in. Carl on the Debat Free Fire Radio. Right now with us is City Councilman Patrick Jones and City Gadabout Gary Tad.
Fox Business Network. Wall Street getting a boost following some better-than-expected news on the labor market. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow now up by some 22 points. According to payroll processing firm ADP, the private sector added 216,000 jobs in February. The service sector and small businesses contributed to most of last month's gains. This comes ahead of the big monthly employment report from the government on Friday. American workers were more productive during the last few months of last year. The Labor Department revising its final reading on fourth quarter productivity to an annual rate of 0.9%, but the cost of producing goods and services jumped because of a sharp increase in hourly wages. And Chrysler is recalling nearly 210,000 models of its Jeep Liberty Sport utility from 2004 and 2005 because of a corrosion issue. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Chrysler is not aware of any accidents or injuries related to that issue. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
Hey, this is Mike Rowe. Talking with Jim Twitchell, a real live Ford senior master technician. Can the work save me money on gas, yes or no?
Yes, by making sure that your car is in optimal running condition, you save yourself fuel.
Get all the service you need and save money on gas. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate at your local Ford dealer.
Can you think of one good reason why somebody wouldn't bring their Ford to you for the work fuel saver package?
Honestly, Mike, no.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating California Ford dealer for rebate details through 3/31/12. Claim based on EPA averages.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
When you're low on finances, the last thing you need is a collision repair bill. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Unfortunately, the truth is, a vehicle collision never occurs at a convenient time. It surprises many people to learn that there may be expenses not fully covered by insurance. Vehicle parts that are worn, such as tires, batteries, and the paint job, may be depreciated. In other words, the insurance company will pay only a portion of the repair, and the vehicle owner will have to come up with the balance. Then there is the expense of the rental car and an unexpected deductible. Coachmaster can help. We have made arrangements with a national credit company for a 6-month no-interest loan to help when unexpected expenses occur. Stop by for complete details. Credit is often established with a simple phone call. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bach, March 7th, 7:34 in the morning. Our guests are Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones and also our City Council representative from KCNR. Gary Cab. Okay, Gary, you got something quick?
Yeah, real quick. Last evening, it was really impressive. The Girl Scouts came in and presented the colors to the City Council, brought the both the American flag and the California flag in. And then there was a young lady by the name of Grace Clemens sang the national anthem and did a beautiful job. So, Grace, thank you so much. And girls, thank you so much for coming in to the council meeting.
It's the 100th anniversary for
That's
Girl
correct.
Scouts.
That's correct.
You know, they're great, too. Okay. Thank you very much, Gary. Okay, Patrick, just to keep this in just a minute here, Clarity Entertainment. Yeah, they've paid their $100,000. They're supposed to be dropping $6.2 million here at the end of this month.
Yeah, we did have a closed session item last night about Clarity, which I can't discuss. That was a closed session item. But we can discuss what's already happened. And we do have a purchase and sale agreement with Clarity Entertainment. It is about $6.2 million. They have to close escrow before September. Staff has done a very good job working with Clarity to create a movie studio and other things, if you will. And so it's quite exciting. It's a big project. It's an aggressive project. And, you know, staff has worked hard with Chris Foxworthy and Clarity Entertainment to get this far. Now it's up to Clarity Entertainment.
Now, when you say they've got through September to close escrow.
Correct.
Do they have to put money into an account or anything?
Yeah, they went. So 6.2
has got to go into an account early.
Well, it's gonna. We're by September, unless an extension is agreed to by council, they need to purchase that property and move forward. So at some
still,
point,
there's still 6 or 7 months then before this thing can still fall through.
I mean, they can close escrow at any time now.
Okay.
So it's moving forward. The ball is essentially in their court. Now, staff, we haven't spent, to be honest, we haven't spent that much staff time to get to this point. We've spent a little bit, but it's all been in-house, so we have not spent a lot of tax dollars to get this far. Now, we would do this with just about any company to try to create jobs here in Reading. Now the ball is in Clarity's court, and they're going to need to produce, and their financial team needs to step forward and essentially purchase that property and then take the next step. So we've done what we can do, and we've helped them,
to Clarity.
And we've worked with them, and they've appreciated the work that we've done at the City Hall and city staff, Greg Clark, particularly John Troutman and others. So it's now up to them. They've got to start moving forward.
Okay, great. Hey, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, Linda.
For an update on the City Council. And we're going to take a early break here so that we, okay.
All right. Well, coming up, like Carl said, we're always trying to keep you abreast of everything that's going on. You know, this weekend is Reading's very own Sundial Film Festival. We have, the red carpet and the silver screen. We have two filmmakers that are in with the 2030 guys that run it. We are really excited, you guys. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back to really fill you in on what's the hot spot, what's going on this weekend. KCNR 1460.
So much space. Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Hello, Dal. I wanted to ask you how you happened to bring your bus to CARS.
We checked around the community. Our bus is top priority to transport our residents, so we're always a major concern about safety and inspection. We knew about your character and great reputation, so we lined it up. CARS actually comes over and picks our bus up.
So our concierge service makes it pretty easy for you there at Hilltop, right?
It helps us out tremendously. I mean, we're a very active community.
Thank you. And of course, safety is number one. And we are doing the state safety inspection every 45 days. Isn't that the schedule, Dal?
Every 45 days we have it done. It's a top priority for us when we're out transporting our seniors and veterans in the community.
Obviously. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today, Dal.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl and DeBott. 7:41 in the morning, March the 7th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Red and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. A little ding or a crack up to 24 inches across your windshield. Can it be fixed? Talk to Jeff Wurst. He can fix it. Guarantees his work. Honorable man, veteran, a local guy. And he does the best work on your windshields. You just have to do is let him see it, and he'll tell you if he can fix it or not. He's at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 530-241-8373, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
All right, with us this morning we have Lucky Just Ronnie and Cameron Middleton. You guys are part of a big club that is brought in and representing something that is a shining star here in the Redding North State area, the Sundial Film Festival, and also two filmmakers, Caleb Warren, who has a book, the book of The Beginning, which is absolutely going to be on the Saturday evening program, and Tyler Ferris, To Plant a City. Both of these stellar filmmakers have their films in the premiere section. And Lucky and Cameron, tell us what's going on. It's happening right now.
Yes, it is. In fact, we're getting ready right now. Well, we've got, just about 72 hours till we get the show started on Saturday. We have the Sundial Film Festival 2012. And this is really an exciting opportunity for all of us because this was done for the last 3 years, created and developed by the Redding Rotary Club. And they decided they wanted to hand this over to another organization, preferably one with some younger members that could really add some enthusiasm to this and really take it to a new level. And so they, back in September, gave this over to the Redding Active 2030 Club and allowed us to run with it. And they've been helping us out with it a little bit this year, but this has really been a great team effort by the club, and we are really looking forward to this. It's a great film event. Everybody is in the community knows about this by now. And we really are going to be able to showcase the local talent and local filmmakers and photographers in this area that, that oftentimes wouldn't get the opportunity to really be able to show their stuff on the big screen.
That, and this is, like you said, this is, what, the fourth year in a row for this?
Fourth year.
Fourth year in a row. And you're right. We have, but it's changed a little bit. You've taken it down to one day and into afternoon show and an evening show, right, Lucky?
Right, and we're treating it as an all-day event. It used to be a multi-day festival. We wanted to make it just one big day, one big event for everybody to come down to on the 10th.
Okay, is there going to be any, like, biker films in this?
There is a race car film. There's a one-minute film called Fast Food during the day show, and it's pretty impressive.
No biker shows.
We were really hoping you were going to submit one this year, Carl.
I've been working on one, and maybe I'll have it ready by next year.
You just may have missed the deadline.
You know what? I know I was close.
Well, we have the Saturday afternoon show that's called The Red Carpet, and it's the student animation films, and the Saturday night, which is called the Silver Screen Set premiere showing. So we have two of the filmmakers here right now present in the studio, and I'm very, very excited to hear about these films. Let's start with Tyler Ferris. You have a film called To Plant a City. Yeah. I know that you were on before. We just got a really small summary, pretty much, of what this is. But could you tell us more about it?
Yeah.
About your film and the process.
Yeah, the film process really started early October, and we started filming, kind of finding out what we have locally here, food-wise. So we found a few farmers, found a few ranchers, producers, and really started just get to know them really well. Spent the next 4 to 5 months working on the film, shooting it, going out to their farms, going to local restaurants, different things like that. And we've been editing it for the last 2 months, and it's all completed now.
Well, as a filmmaker, Tyler, what would you say of your experience in putting together To Plant a City? Was the most profound experience for you as a filmmaker during the process of this film?
The best experience for me and my fellow filmmaker Toby Johnson is we really found a lot of community within the farming culture here. We found everyone knows each other, everyone's friends, everyone is just really warm and welcoming, and they want you to see their ranches, they want to see how they operate, and that was the best part for me, at least, really getting to know them and just hanging out with them and their family. It was really awesome.
Do you think perhaps you've made friends?
Oh, definitely. We have on multiple occasions gone and just hung out with the farmers now.
Has it made you want to select your food differently?
Definitely. Yeah, I've actually started my own garden in my backyard, and I'm actually second season now, working, got a few chickens, and doing it on my own now, so it's
That's great. Well, see, I like the input. It's a visual thing. When you're watching a visual, it's great to hear what the filmmaker's visual was during it. We are going to have to take a break. When we come back, I really want to talk to Caleb Warren about the book of the beginning, which is, let's talk about that film when we get back. Get to know Caleb a little bit, who's got... Well, that's not a Band-Aid over there with your glasses. All right. Just joking there, kid. We'll be right back. We're going to take an early break here. So we come back, we have a really good block of time here to talk more about the Sundial Film Festival and what's happening this weekend. It's the hot place to be, the Sundial Film Festival at the Cascade Theater. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad.
fish, you know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The Shasta County Grand Jury is one of the most important and exciting volunteer opportunities you could ever hope for if you're interested in helping make sure local governments and agencies operate in the best interests of our community. Listen to former Grand Jury members.
The Grand Jury is the public's watchdog, investigating local governments and officials.
I felt it was important to watch how taxpayer money is spent.
Serving on the Grand Jury is very rewarding. We really made a difference and I learned so much.
The Shasta County Grand Jury. The once-a-year window of opportunity to apply is right now. If you can serve about 15 hours a week for a year, have the skills of listening, asking thoughtful questions, and helping write good reports with other interesting people, apply now at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. There's also a four-minute video there you'll enjoy watching. Go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. Do it now. ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and DeVos, 7:50 in the morning, March the 7th. It's going to be a decent day today. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Bob and Judy have been in business since November 20th, 1985, and it just gets better and better and better. Sitting out in my truck right now are two knives I'm taking down to get sharpened. One is I use for hunting, the other one is just defending myself in the studio against Bad Bob. If you want to get anything sharpened there, they will make bandsaw blades made to order while you wait. Saws, knives, routers, axes, you know, chainsaw, saw, blades. Just go to 6915 East Side Road, Building 6 in Anderson, California. Or give them a call at 530-365-41479. Or just call them and say hello. Say you just heard about them on our show and just that you're just thinking about them, that when you get a chainsaw, you're going to come down and get it sharpened. That's R&B Sharpening. Our guest, Cameron Middleton, Lucky Jezwani from the 2030 Club, and two filmmakers, people with true skills, are here. Tyler Ferris, who, and his is To Plant a City, and his documentary. And, of course, Caleb Warren, and for the book of the beginning, right?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
This film was made for a film festival at Simpson University, which I attend. Myself and Janelle Roth, another student there, we were making this film for the film festival, and we got together the first week of the semester and planned it out. And
What is it about, though?
Oh, yes, that's important.
Well, we got like 8 minutes. I love listening to the background. See, I'm married to a background person. Okay, so but what's the film about?
The book of the beginning.
It shows the creation story from Genesis. Genesis chapter 1, it just goes through the creation story.
And okay. Is it done with actors or animation? Or
no. So there's, besides the ending scenes when humans are created, there's no humans up until that point. Actually, okay. Throughout the whole movie, there's no man-made objects, no buildings, no structures.
The story of creation.
Yeah.
And it's really well done with the Hebrew narration by Dr. Lyons from your school as well, right, Caleb?
Yeah, yeah. One of our professors speaks Hebrew, so we had him narrate in Hebrew. It was pretty cool.
Well, Caleb, we asked this this question, of course, from Tyler. Mm-hmm. Again, being the putting this film together, creating this and getting this launched, as you we will see Saturday, what was your profound experience in the making of the film?
In making the film, I would commonly just as in the process of it, I would just kind of be amazed by creation, like whether I was behind the camera or not, I would you know, often stop and like look at the sunset and like wish I had my camera, or like even small things, like in from the small things to the big things, I would just looking at nature more and seeing the details of it and seeing seeing the amazingness of it.
So what I'm hearing, and that's the beautiful, just part of being gratified or being grateful or the gratitude of the beauty of creation, which is what your film is about. So, great. We're really excited. I guess the guys have tickets to give away.
Yes, we do. We have a pair of tickets to give away. All day passes. They're $20 each, but we're going to give away two today to your listeners.
Okay, so anybody who wants to have two passes to this great film festival, even though there's no biker films in it, you know, it sounds to me like these are well thought out films with, that are saying something, which, of course, Linda will force me to go to it to watch it. Because no, I'm kidding. I've talked to many people that are in it, and we've heard about the films, we've seen it, we completely support this. So if you want a ticket or two tickets to the Sundial Film Festival, give us a call at 605-4567, and the first caller gets two tickets. And it's an all day affair. You can stay or leave or do whatever you want, but it's going to be a great effort down at the Cascade Theater. I can't say enough about it.
And if you aren't one of the lucky winners of the pair of tickets, we encourage you to go to the Cascade Theater box office to buy a ticket for yourself or go online at cascadetheater.org.
And if I may add as well, one of the interesting components to the Sundial Film Festival that sets us apart from other film festivals is the photography component. And we actually received almost 200 submissions of photographs this year from different local photographers that some truly phenomenal works. Many of them, the award winners, are actually being hung up as we speak in the at the Cascade Theater, and we have them there. We will be presenting them, and we actually have 15 different awards that we're going to be giving out for that photography this year. So for photography buffs as well, come on down to the Cascade Theater on Saturday. Take a look at some of this photography. It's truly amazing.
Okay, well, you know what? Again, it's interesting when we talk to be able to, when we can talk to the men and women that put on these films or put these films together. And Mark, you won the tickets there, so come on down to.
Is it at the will call or is it here?
We'll be at the will call.
Okay, so just Mark, go down to will call.
We'll have your tickets ready there, and just go to will call anytime that the box office is open between now and the day of the show.
Do you want his name or put it under KCNR?
We could put it under KCNR.
Okay, so when you go there, Mark, just go to KCNR and pick up your tickets. And we've just given this to the people putting it on.
Actually, Mark, I just saw the last name on this. I'll put it under your last name. And glad to hear from you, Mark, and I'll be talking to you probably on Thursday. Thanks.
Oh, on the other hand, Mark, I guess that's the way we're going to do it. Again.
We follow.
You know, this is my show. Well, Linda's show, too. Okay. All right. Anyway, thanks a lot. Okay, Tyler, one last thing for you. And I got one last thing, too, for Cameron. You learned a lot. You learned a lot during this. And you started your own garden. Do you think that there's going to be a, you know, what do you think about when you've gone through this about the genetic changing of food?
Yeah, I think when you start getting into that, you kind of are messing with a sticky situation. You know, creating seeds that don't reproduce more than one time, doing all of these additives with the pesticides in the seeds, things like that, really just messing with the genetics.
And it messes with people?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think, I mean, seeing our health issues, diabetes, many things like that, it's...
Well, we're going to have somebody on that they want to put on a ballot that if you have food that has been genetically altered that you're talking about, it, you know, it should be labeled on the food that you buy.
Definitely.
I'm buying food that's been genetically altered and the ramifications of that. You know, sometimes I just kind of like, all right. But that, I think that's important. I think you need to know is that they've done something to your food that, you know, that is not, you do not find in nature.
Yeah, and we definitely have a right to know that. And I think if we as consumers have to demand something like that.
And Tyler.
Caleb,
I'm sorry. Yes. I was just talking to Tyler. And Caleb, you know, your film is in Hebrew.
Yes.
Now, how many, you know, do you think it makes no difference to the audience?
Well, they can't understand it. So,
well,
it,
but don't you? I mean, don't you think though that adds something to
oh,
it?
Oh, yes, definitely, yeah.
You know, Mel Gibson made that one movie, The Passion of the Christ.
Yeah,
and there was, and it was in what ancient Mesopotamian, I guess, or whatever the language
was. Aramaic.
It was Aramaic, and so most people didn't understand.
Yeah,
it didn't seem to hurt the fact.
No. Yeah, I think it adds to it. It adds a special kind of creative twist to it.
It's like you're looking at a real piece of art that's just original.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a good idea.
And when you see this film, I mean, I no offense, Tyler, to anybody else, but this is really, truly probably the best cinematography that we saw with all these submissions. You will be blown away by the cinematography of Caleb's movie. It is truly amazing.
From 1 minute long to what? What's the longest one?
Half an hour.
Half an hour, and you have cartoons?
We have cartoons,
you have
too.
Animation. You've got all types of great things here, my friends. So take it. We're going to be down there, so y'all should go on down and take a look at Sundown Film Festival. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we are talking colon cancer awareness, and you talk about all the jokes that have been in the chat room. And we're going to be talking about that and how you can prevent yourself from being taken down by colon cancer. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Mitt Romney won big on Super Tuesday, taking 6 of the 10 states.
I stand ready to lead our party.
But none of his Republican rivals are ready to step aside.
We're ready to win across this country.
We're going to go on to Tampa and win the nomination.
Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich combined to win 4 states, but Romney keeps pulling further ahead in the all-important delegate race. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson has the numbers live.
Dave, 415 Mitt Romney's delegate count after he picked up more than 200 last night. Rick Santorum has 176, Newt Gingrich 105, Ron Paul 47. Now the next contest this Saturday, it's a caucus in Kansas, and 2 important southern states, Mississippi and Alabama, hold primaries next Tuesday. As for debates, there is just one on the schedule, March 19th in Portland, Oregon. And Dave, so far, nobody has canceled.
Now, Rich, President Obama is on his way to North Carolina, bringing his 2012 campaign message on jobs and the economy to a truck plant there. The UN's humanitarian chief is in Syria today, finally allowed in to see firsthand how bad the conditions are amid the regime's crackdown on an uprising that's killed thousands of Syrians. How to oust that regime is the subject of a Senate hearing. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
Admitting atrocities are underway in Syria, Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta cautioned U.S. military intervention now might make things worse.
For us to act unilaterally would be a mistake.
But a country has intervened unilaterally. Pentagon officials admitting Iran is helping prop up the Assad regime.
Iran is quickly becoming the Assad's regime's lone backer.
Panetta's assurances Assad would fall were not enough for critics of the policy.
Americans should lead in this. America should be standing up.
Arizona Republican John McCain wants airstrikes, but military officials warn Syria's air defenses are 5 times better than they were in Libya. Dave?
Mike, there's a little rebound on Wall Street the day after the biggest sell-off of the year. The Dow's up 31. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
When you were a kid, you had all sorts of toys. Toy cars, boats, trucks, entire toy boxes full of fun. Of course, you never really outgrow your toys, do you? It's just that now, instead of a box full, you have a garage full. Cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, ATVs, and more. As you get older, your love of toys just gets stronger. So protect those toys the best way possible by switching to Allstate. An Allstate agent can help do the switching, paperwork, bundle all your policies together, and even find you a bunch of discounts. So if you love your toys, make sure you protect your toys by making one call to an Allstate agent.
Protect all your toys with Allstate. Find an agent near you at allstate.com today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
Six British soldiers are missing in Afghanistan, but they're presumed dead. Their armored vehicle was hit by a roadside bomb, and then it burned for hours. The terrorist behind last year's mass murder in Norway has been indicted. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin monitoring live in London.
That's right, that's the self-confessed bomber gunman now facing terror charges 7 months after Anders Breivik carried out a massacre in Oslo and at a nearby kids' camp. That shocked Norway. 77 people dead. Breivik admits he did it, but he denies criminal guilt, saying he acted to protect Europe from immigration. Prosecutors may argue he's clinically insane and should serve any sentence in a psychiatric hospital, not a jail. Dave?
Alistair, in India, a journalist is in custody, tied to an attack that targeted Israeli diplomats.
Authorities in New Delhi are holding an Indian journalist who claims to work for an Iranian news organization. Ziad Mohammed Kazmi was arrested after investigations showed he had been in touch with a suspect police believe might have stuck the magnetic bomb to an Israeli diplomat's car. The blast early February injured the embassy official's wife and three others. Israel blames Iran for the attack, but Indian officials are refusing to point the finger. In Jerusalem, Emily Wither, Fox News Radio.
Now, this has been a mild winter just about everywhere, so that could have some of us sneezing soon.
Allergy season has come early this year. Allergists from the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology say that for many, allergy symptoms have started a whole month ahead of schedule. Some studies show that pollen season is not only getting earlier, but the pollen itself is getting more potent. So if you haven't started taking your preventative allergy meds, experts say you may want to get right to it. Colleen Capon, Fox News Radio.
The woman who won on the TV show Holland's Next Model has won a lawsuit in Amsterdam against the modeling agency after she was dropped because her hips were too big. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 8:05 in the morning, March the 7th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Get your phones out and put them in your lap. We've got a great guest on. And we're also streaming live at KCNR1460.com. So the chat room, which has been rolling already about this subject, is here. And, in fact, frankly, I want you all to stand up and bend over and get ready for this show. We're going to be talking colon cancer today.
Well, it is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. And, well, this portion of the show is brought to you by
Bastiani Arms. And, you know, what's going on at Bastiani Arms is, for this week, especially this week, I want you to go on down there and take a look at their new AR-308 receivers from Sun Devil Manufacturing. They're built very well. You're going to get a great price at them. They've got seven different manufacturers for the AR-15 lower receiver groups. And the price is right now. Bastiani Arms is a shop that's there for you, the customer. They will not, if you're there shopping, they're going to be there. There's no hours there. If you come in a little bit late, they want your business. They want to do the right job for you. That's Bastiani Arms. They're also ones that sponsor the concealed carry classes. They're the ones that sponsor our advanced pistol classes that Ted Leidy and I give, which, by the way, the next one's in May. And it's limited to 10 people. We've already got it half filled. We haven't even advertised it yet. Anyway, Bastiani Arms.
Again, welcome back to KCNR 1460. And it's currently 44 degrees today. Sunny day with temperatures reaching around 68 degrees. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 40. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And when we come back, after we go into these very important messages with our Market Minute as at Wells Fargo, we're going to come back to Dr. Danuka and talk about what's happening with the Colon Cancer Awareness Month. I'm sure statistics are changing, but right now let's go to the Wells Fargo. These statistics are really important with our Market Minute with Susan Easton, a Wells Fargo advisor.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are holding on to their gains this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 46 points at 12,805. The S&P 500 is up 6 points at 1349, and the NASDAQ composite is up 19 points at 2930. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $2.91, trading at $533.18. Microsoft up 8 cents at $31.64. Intel's positive 18 cents, trading at $26.77. Local stocks of interest, PG&E down 44 cents at $41.40 per share. PepsiCo's down 2 pennies at $62.26, and Target's off 8 cents at $56.42. Treasury prices are lower, with the 10-year note down 3/32 to yield 1.96%. For commodities, gold is up $5.30 an ounce at $16.77. Silver's positive 22 cents at $33. while crude oil down 19 cents, trading at $104 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thank you very much, Susan. You know, we really welcome y'all being on every morning, Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 in the morning. It's the Wells Fargo Advisors. Are located out on Park Marina Drive. They give good advice, and they are just really, really likable people who know what they're doing. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. Hey, we've got to take a quick break. When we come back, Dr. Danuka is here. We had a great time last time he was on the show. So what can I say? Get ready. It's Colon Cancer Awareness Month. And I wish, and if you're not in the chat pack, go to the chat pack because it's already rolling with all types of comments about colonoscopies. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot.
A word from R&B Sharpening and Sales.
Well, 26 years ago, we officially opened up on my birthday, November 20th, and just to make it a fun day, you know. My philosophy has been in this thing. We went on the concept that service and quality work going out of that place, or I wouldn't put up with it. If it isn't right, it's not going out with our name on it. The attitude of quality and service has paid off.
R&B Sharpening and Sales, Eastside Road, 365-1479.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
Everywhere around the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:12 in the morning on March the 7th. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. We're streaming live, KCNR 1460, and you can join our chat pack as many people are in there. I'm just looking at Max, an indie guy in thick waist. Philip, well, and gosh, okay. And then also we're streaming live video at livestream.com/freefireradio. Maybe just go to our website and just click on that. It should be able to get you there. This is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. And I realize we've been making jokes like, hey, bend over, get ready for the show, those kind of things. But this is a serious event here. And our doctor that we have with us, Dr. Danuka, is an expert in this, and just a great guy too. He's, you know, we just enjoy really having him on the show.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Carl, for having me here.
Well, you put a different You put a different face on a lot of these things.
You make it not so painful to think about coming in if you can have a sense of humor about something that is...
it's serious.
It's serious. It needs to be done. And I'm curious of the statistics. Why this is the Colon Cancer Awareness Month of March. And, you know, perhaps you can share with our listeners statistics.
Thank you, Colin, again. So let me just be brief here. Colon cancer is the third common cause of death in the country. It's almost as common a cause of cancer death as breast and prostate. But the best part about that is colon cancer is the one of the most preventable cause of cancer death. Every year, 150,000 people in the United States get diagnosed with colon cancer. One third of them die of colon cancer. Interestingly, colonoscopy has been around for almost 40 years. And just last month, there was a study from Sloan Memorial Cancer Center in New York, which showed that colonoscopy can reduce the death from colon cancer by 50%. Now, mind you, these statistics are old. They studied the patient between 1980s and 90s when the technology was not as good. I'm sure if you do the study in the last decade, the rates will be much better because colon cancer can be prevented almost 90% of the times by colonoscopy by taking the precancerous polyps out.
So if you what you're saying is, and this just goes right along with things I've read, if people get colonoscopies on a regular basis, we can save 90% of the people that die from, is that right?
Okay. That's what I think, but those studies are recent. Yet available, but we know that 90% of the times we can prevent the polyps from growing into cancer.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure that those studies are not yet available because these studies are always retrospective. So we have studies from 80s. At this point, now we have seen that, yes, it reduced at that time, it reduced by 50%.
Okay.
Today's studies will be available 10 years from now.
Okay. Well, that's, I mean, but see, that itself is, anytime you can find something wrong with you inside your body, and
gross.
Especially colon cancer, which is a slow-growing cancer, from what I understand.
Yes.
Is that true?
That's correct.
And so if you can find it, and you can find it by having a regular colonoscopy.
Absolutely. There is a 6% chance of an average person having a colon cancer in their lifetime. That's a very high risk. And not many cancers are preventable like colon cancer is. The reason is that before colon cancer becomes cancer, it has a form called adenoma or a polyp, which are benign, have not turned into cancer yet. If you nip that into bud, if you take them out before that, then you can prevent most of the colon cancer. And that's something unique about colon cancer.
Well, Dr. Danuka is our guest. And, Doctor, I'm sure I just want to ask you this question. On an average per week, how many people come into your practice that you do colonoscopies on?
I do mostly endoscopies. More than half of my work is on colonoscopies, and rest of it is on upper endoscopies and bile ducts endoscopies. So I almost every week I must be doing at least 30 colonoscopies.
Wow.
30 to 40.
Okay, so I am going to share this after the next break. And I challenge any of you that are listening, but I won't say what that is until after we get back. We wanted to do more statistics about the rate across America and the fact that you can detect it early and also, like you said, just nip it in the bud while you're having a colonoscopy.
Nip it in the bud, by the way, not the butt.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
so I realize some of you out there may have misunderstood
but
that.
But you have to enter through the butt. Before you can nip it in the butt.
We're going to talk about the butt and colonoscopies, too. But as the good doctors told us during the break, what goes on in the gastrological lab stays in the gastrological lab.
That's correct.
That's right. So we will not be sharing, even though that we've heard some good stories so far. All right, we got to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk. And so Linda can make her announcement. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day? Miss a lot. Call your friends.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables. We're a solar power company here in Redding. And I had followed Free Fire Radio when they were on another station, and they discontinued it. It took me a couple of months to find out where Carl and Linda were. That was a little over 2 years ago, and I got involved supporting the station with advertising. Not so much that I expected to get a bunch of business out of it, but I really supported what the station was doing as a community station and what they believed in, not just politically, but faith and morals and all those kind of things. Surprise, surprise, after 2 years, we have been very successful at business being created by the station, and we continue now as one of our major advertising points because it works, and we're really happy with that. Again, I'm Dennis Patterson, West Coast Sustainables, Dennis@solarpowerissmart.com.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back.
Staying alive.
You know, we're talking about colon cancer today with Dr. Danuka, and time is 8:21 in the morning, and it's March the 7th. You know, I want to talk about something that's being, you know, very, very rarely does anything given away free, but you're going to, down our friends down at Nathan's Anthems are giving away a $300 tattoo to one of our local veterans. All you have to do is go down there to the corner of Market and Tehama. That's at 1358 Market Street, and just sign up for it. Now, you're just saying, well, I've already got a tattoo. Well, what if it's old and it needs to be touched up? Or even, how about this? This is what Bad Bob says. Bad Bob's got Sophia on his left arm, and Brenda says that she's had enough of that. So he can go down there and get Sophia.
Himself.
He can get Sophia taken off and Brenda put on there, or just maybe a likeness of Brenda over Sophia, which is what I'd like personally. But they can do this, and you just mentioned this, and you get off 20% off your tattoo to the end of the month. But here's right, a $300 tattoo free. Or the work on it for three.
Well, you'll
free
be in the
to
drawing.
A veteran.
You'll be in,
and,
in,
yeah,
in
we'll
the drawing.
Yeah, we'll put you in a drawing, and they can and yes, you can put it if you want it. You can put directions on your derriere for the next colonoscopy you have. Like enter here.
Okay. I have completely lost control.
All right, that's Nathan's Anthems. They're at 1358 Market Street. Please go on down there and see them.
Dr. Danuka is our guest today, and we are talking about the fact that it is colon cancer awareness month, and we're so happy to have you here for our show. We've had guests, our chat room, and one of the questions before we even go into what I wanted to talk about was, is having a colonoscopy considered to be preventative health?
Absolutely. In fact, I was just talking to Carl and Linda earlier that Medicare and most of the insurances are, in fact, recommending colonoscopy and sometimes remind their patients to get a colonoscopy because it prevents colon cancer and it not only saves lives, it saves the quality of life as well as the cost to the insurance companies. So they, most of them cover it.
Now, my announcement is, it's really no big announcement, but, you know, I'm 53, and I have never had a colonoscopy. And everybody says you should have one when you're 50. And it's not any other reason except for that we just get busy. You know, you have to kind of lock out time. And Dr. Danuka has reminded me, share with us about Ronald Reagan.
Yes, Linda. You are busy, I understand, but Ronald Reagan was busy too. He was president in 1985, and he had a colonoscopy, had a cancerous growth detected, and operated upon, and lived long after that. So we cannot use that excuse anymore.
Yes.
So did George Bush. He had a lot of polyps, no cancer, but a lot of polyps. So if he can take time out, we can take time out.
Well, and that was just really a very humbling reminder, and I appreciate that. So I am challenging our listeners, and I'm going to have Dr. Danuka do, can I select you?
I'll be honored for your confidence in me.
You know, seriously, I will be looking forward to the process of it, but I'm going to call into the station.
You're looking forward to the process of it?
No, I'm serious.
I bet you've not had anybody ever say that to you, Doctor.
I really, because I feel it's important.
I'm prepared for all the firsts.
It's it's important to share with our listeners how to, if you're going to live on this planet, how to have a healthy, long life. And if perhaps, I don't know, I won't know until you know, do I have a polyp or two that needs to be, if it's precancerous or whatever, you can burn it off. But I want to call in before I go under and call in after I come out. How long is the procedure?
The actual procedure is generally 20 minutes or so, but the preparation before and monitoring afterwards lasts a bit longer.
And the thing I guess I realize that I guess I'm shy of is not that part. It's the part of taking the time and doing the, what's it called, the cleanse thing that takes you have to be, you know, that's a day or a half a day, right?
Yeah, we have come up with the newer methods for that. So somebody can take half of the cleansing solution the night before and half in the morning. So that makes it easier and more tolerable.
Oh, that's nice, because I know some of my friends just figure, okay, I'm married to the bathroom now for a day. And I'm thinking, when do I have time like that? But I will make time. That's my pledge. And when I pledge something on the air, I'm very serious. I know Carl's been after me since we've been together. And, you know, my birthday's in May, so I want to schedule it this month. I will schedule it in the next 2 weeks.
Wonderful. This will be great because this is the Colon Cancer Awareness Month, and I'm sure a lot of other people will follow your example.
Well, let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Jim.
Yeah. Say, you could do like get a hold of Channel 7 and do like Katie Couric did and put it on and watch the whole nation watched it on the live.
Absolutely. From the waist up. Why not?
Well, they watched the whole entire procedure going and taking pictures all the way through the whole entire colon.
And, you know, she was very serious about that because her husband did succumb to cancer, and she lost him, and she was an avid, how can you not? I mean, I guess she probably, on some level, felt like, if I can share this with the world, that you too can be saved if you detect it early.
Right.
And that was very, very powerful. See how you're bringing that up? You remember that. She did. She put a visual in your mind you'll never forget.
That's right. And so I thought, you being a local celebrity, you could do the same.
Well, call Channel 7.
Call Channel 7. Yeah, yeah.
Dr.
Well,
Danuka.
We could do it. We could do is we could take our video cameras in there if we wanted
we could.
Put it out. Hey,
but it won't take the picture like the one that the Channel 7 probably get.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
I don't know if I want people to look up my wife's. Anyway.
Well, you know what? It's not they're looking anywhere. It's on a camera about when you go in. It's an organ.
That's right.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, Carl.
It's like a tonsil.
They all look the same.
Well, that's nice to know.
Okay.
I'm not going to ask you how you know that, Jim. Okay.
Oh, my.
We have luck. Thank you, Jim.
Jim, thank you a lot. Yeah. You know, I think it's important. Okay, now, under the two questions have come up, Doctor. One, how big a impact does diet have on colon cancer?
High fiber diet high in fresh fruits and vegetables is prevent is useful to prevent most of the cancers, also the colon cancer, but they are not a silver bullet in themselves. So they have a good effect. The diet high in fat and red meat has a negative effect, but none of these things are enough. Those dietary changes are not enough in themselves to prevent the colon cancers completely.
Okay, so again, we go back into, even if you eat healthy, I mean, it helps, but it's not going to prevent it. And we go back again into prevention is by having a colonoscopy. And I've heard this, and I mean, and you're right, insurance companies, they make a big point of saying
that to
you.
We're going to do it. We're going to, I promise.
And Linda's going to do it. I had mine 5 years ago.
Well, I promise. And they, okay, so when the statistics keep changing, Dr. Danuka, let's ask, you know what, let's wait till we come back after Fox News, because we have time with you on the second half here, about what statistics will change the time, the age. Like, you should have it by 46, you should have it by 50. Well, you know, hear about how statistics and studies can change those.
Yeah. We have lots of comments in the chat room, and some of them political.
And some
that are comparing politics and colonoscopies and people. I'm not even going to go there.
And we're going to take a call.
We'll take the call after the break here. The big thing, though, is that is realizing that, one, it's the third largest cancer killer in the United States, and two, much of it can be prevented just by this. This is why we have the doctor on here to talk about it, because we want to talk about the procedure when we get back too, and what the procedure is. You know, there's a lot of, I think, you know, because we joke around about it, but a lot of misapprehensions about something that really is a relatively simple procedure and does so much good. All right, we'll be right back. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. Mitt Romney building his lead with Super Tuesday win.
The clear front runner winning 211 delegates last night for a total of 415, more than his rivals combined. Rick Santorum picked up 84 last night.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson, Newt Gingrich, who won his home state of Georgia, picking up at least 72 delegates, Ron Paul 27.
There are nearly 400 delegates still to be won in the month of March. The next contests are this weekend as Republicans in Kansas caucus and Wyoming wraps up a week-long caucus process. Next Tuesday, primaries in Alabama and Mississippi and caucuses in Hawaii. Missouri holds a weekend caucus on the 17th. The biggest prize for the rest of March, 69 delegates. Illinois on the 20th. And the month wraps up with Louisiana's primary on Saturday, March 24th.
The president is visiting North Carolina to talk jobs at a Daimler plant. This is a Fox News alert.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the Great North Valley. It's true. Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank, Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Presented by the Active 2030 Club of Reading, the Sundial Film Festival in its fourth year showcases the talent and diversity of filmmakers and photographers of the North State. Come join us for a night of art, creation, and talent on March 10th. The all-day event kicks off at 1 p.m. at the historic Cascade Theater. There really is something for everyone to enjoy. Come experience the action, the humor, the animation, and the captivating documentaries. Tickets are available at the Cascade Theater box office or at sundialfilmfestival.com.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Malchasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Malchasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Malchasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Malchasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Malchasta Springwater, naturally the best.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Get over it. Yeah. That's the name of the bump music, Carl and the Bot. Get over it, or bend over it. 8:34 in the morning, March the 7th. And our guest, Dr. Danuka.
We're talking
colon cancer. We're talking colon cancer awareness and colon cancer prevention. But this portion of the show, we're talking about haircuts with... This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's Last Stronghold. Go on down there. It's in the Cypress Square Center. They give discounts to veterans and seniors, and it's just a great place to go into. They great haircuts, great prices. What can I say? The Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold. And I know, I bet they have colonoscopies because they're manly, and a man can get one of these.
Anybody can get one of these. But
let's talk about what that procedure is, because there is a lot of misconceptions about the colonoscopy. Can you just, from the beginning to the end?
The hardest part generally nowadays is cleaning out. And as we discussed earlier, everybody has to go through that. Doesn't matter, resident or me. I had my colonoscopy last time I was here, actually, that day. But that has become easier because you can take half the cleaning solution the night before and half in the morning. The second hardest part, which people are most scared about, is the pain. And I want to point out here, Carlinda, if I can do that, earlier we used to use moderate sedation, what we call moderate, because people are half awake, half sleeping, and a lot of the procedures can be done in that without any problems. But some people require more sedation, a deeper level of sedation. So at Reading Endoscopy Center, we have started using propofol, which is a deeper sedation. People are completely sleeping completely during the procedure, and they don't know anything. And it wears out very quickly afterwards. Of course, we do that under very close monitoring of the heart and respiration and oxygen, carbon dioxide, etc. So this just started last year, and I think that has really made the things very comfortable. So that there's no reason to be scared of the pain part at all anymore.
Well, because we were talking at the break about some of the people that we've known in the past. And again, you know, I think women, we from a very young age are probed. You know, we start from the time that we are teenagers in, you know, examinations. And so that is not the fear to me. And it's not a fear. It's just about a procrastination. But I have heard people say that they could feel it. They were awake. And so that's interesting that you bring that to light about that you are in your particular way that you perform it is that is the medicine that you give that puts.
I was knocked out.
You were.
I was before I left the military last time. They gave me one, and it was like laid on the table. There's three women I didn't know, and I mean I didn't know them, and they're getting ready to do this. But they were all, you know, one was a doctor, and the other two were nurse assistant and all that. And she said, "I know you're a Marine, but can you count to three?" And I went one.
Boom.
And that's the last thing I remembered until I opened my eyes again. I mean, I don't remember being asleep. And I opened my eyes, and she goes, 2, 3, and that was it. And absolutely no pain. I was able to walk around. You know, they tell you not to drive home.
Right.
But I felt like I could have driven cross country right there.
So when do you start your first case?
You mean the age?
No, I mean, you're early. When you actually do the procedure.
Okay. Generally, I start early in the morning, 7 o'clock or 7:30 in the morning.
So somebody can do the night before, do the next morning, clean out, and then get over. That's good.
Absolutely.
And then usually by the time the stuff wears out off is what? How many hours?
The effect of propofol actually goes away within 10 to 15 minutes. But we recommend not to drive or use heavy machinery for at least 12 to 24 hours.
All right.
For the precautions.
So they basically can just take one day.
Yes.
One day to have the colonoscopy. Okay. So within the next 2 weeks, I'm coming to you, and we'll talk about it. I'll call when I go. 2-1. You know.
When do you?
I'll put you on the cell phone. You can tell everybody what's happening.
When do you get the results on that? Do you do it while? I mean. How long does it take to get the results?
So there are other methods of colon cancer prevention, and just to talk about other methods also, like a stool test, a CT scans, a barium enema, etc. Colonoscopy is a class apart from that because, one, we can see the polyps, which are precancerous, or the early colon cancer right away. The second, unlike any other test in colonoscopy, we can take out the polyps. So it's not only preventive, it's also therapeutic. So we can take out most of the times, most of the polyps right away, and we can tell you right away, immediately after the procedure, how many polyps you had, and they looked precancerous or not. Then we send these samples to the pathology lab to be confirmed whether they are cancerous or not. But most of the times, we can tell you right away.
Okay.
So
you don't have a long time. You don't have a long time to work.
So let's just talk of the case scenario that the polyps look cancerous. You take those off, and you send them to pathology lab. What's the turnaround time, around-ish?
Within 1 to 2 days.
Oh, okay. So it's not 2 weeks,
are
sitting there sweating.
No.
Yeah, that's always the big scare, I think, for a lot of people, if they feel like there's that in-between time that they're, you know, thinking, oh, my gosh, kind of like with, you know, when you have a mammogram and you get a letter in the mail saying your left breast looks unusual, come back. There's fear in that.
In this case, it's very uncommon.
Okay, our guest, Dr. Danuka, we're talking colon cancer awareness. It's Colon Cancer Awareness Month. We've got to take a break. When we come back, we want to talk with the doctor about preventive maintenance. Of course, the colonoscopy is the best way, I guess. But we talked a little bit about diet. We'll talk about other things for cancer awareness for this month. We come right back. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's 8:41 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
The secret to having a great tattoo is combining the perfect design with the right artist. You can find both at Nathan's Anthems. Their artist can bring your old tattoo to life or create a new tattoo that you've been thinking of. Nathan's piercing crew takes you to a whole new level. They use the finest quality equipment and the best jewelry available. Every tattoo shop has a different standard of quality with regards to artistry, cleanliness, services, and safety. We invite you to come in and look at the tattoo artist portfolios and bring in your tattoo ideas. This month, Nathan's is giving away a $300 tattoo to a local veteran. That's right, one lucky veteran. All you have to do is go in and sign up at 1358 Market Street at the corner of Market and Tehama. Nathan's Anthems wants to remind you that no two tattoo shops are the same, and some are better than others, so think before you ink. That's Nathan's Anthems, 1358 Market Street, for your one-of-a-kind experience. 241-8288. 241-8288. Check out some of their custom work at their studio or online at nathansanthems.com.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says,
I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl in the Body. 45 in the morning, March the 7th. 45 degrees out there. You know, it's going to be a nice day, a little windy. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Anselmo Vineyards has music on the weekends. And guess what? Ann Coulter. That's right. Ann Coulter is coming to town March 23rd, but even quicker, she's going to be on our show on Friday. She's going to call in, and we're going to talk to her. We're going to, we'll have a little more information about that, but we're going to start trumpeting that one, that Ann Coulter is going to be on the show and give us her opinions of what's going on out in the politics. And of course, maybe one of her favorite subjects is liberals. I think she believes that if people could be cured of liberalism with colonoscopies. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not sure about that. But it's been rumored by that. That's the way she believes. Not me, of course. Not me. I would not say that. But Ann Coulter might believe that. Our guest is Dr. Danuka, who is, you know, just, a, you know, he's a great guy, and my wife has trusted her butt with him. So,
well,
what can
I'm
I say?
Going to, and I'll tell you how serious I was. I just called your office to make an appointment, and I have to have a referral. So I'm going to my doctor today to get a referral, whatever that stuff you have to get your primary care to bup, bup, bup. So once I do that, seriously.
Oh, don't worry about it. You are in.
I'm in like Flint.
We know the owner. We know the doctor.
I said, we're doing it while I'm on the air. Where I'm going to be on the air. I'm calling in. I want to cover it. This is really important. This is not just important for me. This is important for
our family of listeners. Well, we should get this during this month.
Yes. In the next couple weeks.
That'll set a great example for the community.
I think so. You know, that Linda Bott's getting a colonoscopy during Colon Cancer Awareness Month. You know what? That is good. And I'm going to put that on Facebook. And maybe we can put photos afterwards.
Anyway.
You know, when we talk about, is there a way, besides colonoscopy, is a lifestyle, I know that you talked about diet. It's not the silver bullet, and a lot of it is genetics. But are there things you can do to kind of give yourself a better chance?
Not smoking. That's one big one. Smoking increases the risk of many cancers, including the colon cancer. Unfortunately, so far, other than that, none of other methods have proved to be effective. There was a hope at one point of time aspirin or Celebrex could prevent colon cancer. In fact, Vioxx, if you remember, was a medicine which was tried for that, and during that they realized that the side effects were much higher than the benefits, so it was actually pulled out of the market.
Good.
So for that reason, unfortunately, there's no other method which is good enough so far.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of then is watch your diet, exercise,
right.
Don't smoke, and get a colonoscopy.
Right.
And that'll do it. At least that'll up your chances.
Absolutely. Plus, also, other thing we have to remember is not only preventing the colon cancer, it can also detect colon cancer at early stage. So the treatments are much easier. You don't lose much of colon. You don't have to wear a bag if it's detected early, and you don't have to go through a very severe recovery.
Well, let's talk symptoms here. For people is there symptoms that people should be looking at? Okay, they haven't had a colonoscopy, but now there's something, things are starting to happen. Is there any type of symptoms to this?
One symptom which is very important to remember is rectal bleeding. If someone has rectal bleeding, they shouldn't just assume it's because of hemorrhoids although it could be. And that's a very common myth which people have, that, oh, it's just hemorrhoid, don't worry about it. Red blood is a red flag. So if someone has that, they should definitely have a colonoscopy. But most of the times, in early stages especially, colon cancer has no symptoms. And polyps, of course, have no symptoms. That's why it's important to come regularly.
Okay, now we've talked a little bit about diet, about, high fiber and all that. The question is a diet of high spicy foods contribute or prohibit?
It has no relation.
No relation?
No.
Okay.
Well,
that's a good question, because I've heard that, and again, you read these things in urban myths, I'm sure, that really spicy foods can help prevent ulcers and colon cancers, or that kind of stomach cancers. But
there have been studies which have pointed in both the directions, that it can increase sometimes, it can reduce sometimes, but really there is no data to prove one way or other.
Okay.
Well, we have a few minutes before we have to let you go, and give us what your background story is with how you got involved with doing the kind of medicine that you practice.
So I trained in India, and I did my medical schooling there, and had 6 years of training in residency and fellowship to become a gastroenterologist, which is what is required to become a gastroenterology specialist nowadays. And then I moved to Reading 6 years ago along with my oncologist wife here. And I'm practicing here for the last 6 years almost, and I'm a partner at Reading Endoscopy Center, which is a center which has been around for 16 years. And if I can say one thing about that is, it's the only center which specializes in endoscopies and colonoscopies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's certified by the CMS as well as AAAHC. So one of the reason I'm mentioning that is because one of the fear people have is of infection, and we want to be sure that we take the highest care to prevent that. So that gives us a very good environment to do these procedures, mm-hmm, with the minimal risks. And that was a thing which brought me to this place to practice at the highest level. Why I joined the field of colonoscopy has been, I have been asked that question several times, and I had told you last time why I joined that. But on the serious side, really this is a field which requires a very high level of skills, which can only be acquired over years and years of training. I have done more than 10,000 of these procedures.
Wow.
And most of my colleagues have done more than 10,000 of procedures.
10,000?
Yes. And that gives us a very high level of confidence,
right,
and skill level in performing these procedures.
Right. Well, I think that's seasoned. You're going to a seasoned professional. That is a specialty.
Yes, this is a specialty. Nowadays.
It's like you don't become a concert violinist by just putting a violin to your neck. It takes years and years and years of practice to become the best. And I just think that's wonderful. We appreciate you so much being on the air this morning, Dr. Danuka.
Thank you, ma'am.
Really wanted to bring to the forefront that it is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. And, the gal from your office called and said, oh, I saw your website. We wanted to put it out there that we try to serve the community as best that we can. This is part of it. You know, we can be involved politically. We can be involved socially. We can be involved. But if we're not well, we can't really be involved.
And part of the show on a community show is on a random basis, which is kind of what it is.
I really appreciate it.
If we can give out a health tip on something like colon cancer that can be prevented, and if we save one or two people over this, then you know what? That's great. That's part of what we're supposed to be doing here. It can't all be just blood on the floor.
Right.
Thank you very much for giving us this opportunity. I think this is a great community service, and certainly Linda's example will be followed by many others.
Well, we can hope so.
Same for you. Thank you.
Hey, thank you very much, Doctor. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about a couple other things, like how come the state of California is owed billions of dollars and nothing's being done about that? And the other thing, too, is let's talk about lobbyists in California and who spends the most. Call in the bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Yes, it's time to go back on a rant.
The Patriot. Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer your questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Buongiorno, how are you? This is Luigi Bianco. It's time for the Festa again.
Now, I'm Kathleen. Hey, don't miss the 33rd annual Festa Italiana, March 10th. We're going to have Dan St. Paul as this year's comedian, and there will be dancing to Lou White and the band.
That's right, I'll be there. Good food, good company, and that Dago red wine. No, you don't have to be Italian to come to this thing. You don't even have to know where Italy is on the map. Just come and have a good time. You have to be over 21.
For tickets, give me a call. That's Kathleen White, 359-2078.
Well, I won't. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Tomorrow, Reading Police Chief Rob Pletty is going to be on. We're going to be talking about that, and I think we've got a couple other guests coming in here. We're going to be talking about events in the city and the county. The Board of Equalization released their top 500 tax delinquencies, and this is for the first quarter of 2012. Guess what? There's one company out there for the first quarter that owes the state of California $18 million. California Target Enterprises, and then there's C&JD USA, $16 million. That's just for the first quarter, which means is that that's just on sales. And, I mean, it goes down. There's 500 of them. 500 of them, and the last one is at $404,000. This is just in the first quarter. How many, you know, for that, I think comes out to a total for the first quarter of 2012 of $555 million. $555 million. It seems like if they could get that money, and or what was going to happen is some will go to bankruptcies, some will just go into, and if they're not paying their taxes like that, will go in and argue with the state and get off with half of it. But $555 million just from this first quarter, tax delinquencies. The other thing is when we start talking about lobbyists, and everybody talks about, oh, you know, those big business guys, they're in there, they're lobbying. Well, this was a big year for lobbyists in California. $287 million. $287 million paid to lobbyists just in California. It's gone up like 6.5%, about 10%. Who paid the most to the lobbyist for lobbying in the state of California? A guess. Bad Bob?
And don't leading lobbyists.
Who paid, which organization paid the most for lobbying here in the United States, or here in California?
I would narrow it down to prison guards or CTA.
CTA paid $6.5 million.
CTA?
California Teachers Association paid $6.5 million to lobbyists here in the state of California. Now, you think about that. $6.5 million that they paid out of their funds for lobbyists. Now, you know, if you're talking about, we need to do more for teachers, $6.5 million. The California Teachers Association, more than any other group, paid to lobbyists just for the state of California. I think that when you start getting into numbers like that, you got to start wondering about the people. What if people don't want their, if they belong to these unions and they don't want these tax, or they don't want their money going out for this? They'd rather go into their health fund, or they go into their retirement fund and not have $6.5 million go to lobbyists. And who are the lobbyists? Are they former members of the California Teachers Association, of the hierarchy up there? I don't know. But these are things, if I was a teacher, I'd kind of want to know about. Last thing we want to talk about, Dolores Lucero, who was on the show last Friday, has at the meeting last night called for two other city council members of Shasta, city of Shasta Lake, to resign. It was met with less than happy phrase, and from what I understand, if you look at the article, it was catcalls and laughing. She is Dolores is still on the fight. She says she's suing. She can prove that people there were collecting signatures illegally for her recall election. It's not over yet. We've got till April to do that. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening today. When we go to doctors, we go like this. I guess it's because I've known people that have died from colon cancer. And the thing about it is so preventable by just having yourself looked at. I mean, and this is, if we could prevent anything, just it's not just colon cancer, but any type, just by doing a little preventive maintenance, my friends, that's what we're here for. It's not just to bring down the sword of justice on politicians. It's also to help our community. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta, Redding.